You know, I got to tell you, the lads from Nashville do not sound like the kind of people who are backing up Dolly Parton anytime soon. And while the people who back up
Dolly
Parton...
They're probably not in Nashville, and they're probably wanting to not be in Nashville. I don't know.
You're probably right. It's like, I'm not knocking the people who back up Dolly.
Right.
But
yeah.
I'm also not knocking these guys. I'm really liking their stuff a lot. And I hope they're listening. I hope they're listening to the streaming stuff, because what the hell good is it to compliment them if they're not getting it? They should get it, because it's like they do a really nice job of listening to what you're doing and responding to it, which is often not the way it works. And you know this.
I mean, yeah. Well, that's cool to hear.
Yeah, that's...
And yeah, I think they're good. Yeah.
Yeah, they really are good.
Definitely. This is why I want to read lots and lots of short pieces, so that if they can record this, they might have more stuff to work with. Because they complain about my microphone not having good enough quality. And I'm like, you know, I have a life.
Well, see, you...
Clean it up a little.
you should take a trip down to Nashville.
Well, you know, they'd have to invite
me. Nashville has a good restaurant.
Just one, right?
Yeah. You know, bathroom out in the back.
Rock on. A hole out the back. What?
No, actually, in Nashville.
No, I know.
There used to be a place that's gone now. Hap Towns. It was owned by Hap Towns. And it was a lunch place. Mm-hmm. And it was like meat and four vegetables or whatever the hell, you know. And you order, you go through the line, you sit down at this long table. And then when you walk out the door, you just tell the woman at the cash register what you had. I had a meat and three vegetables, meat and three. And they just trusted you. Nobody would ever, and it was just this incredible Southern cooking. It was fabulous.
Oh, that's cool.
And there's actually, Nashville's an okay place.
Yeah.
You just got to keep away from the music.
You're terrible.
Well, the music that people think of as Nashville music.
Right.
There's some excellent music in Nashville. Really good stuff.
Mm-hmm.
But people who hear it outside of Nashville don't think of it as Nashville music, because it's not Garth or, or Sequoia or whoever the latest.
I have no idea. I feel really good.
That's right.
I feel really good to know that I don't know who matters in country music at all.
Real country music's great stuff.
The real old stuff that
Hank Williams. Rock,
Hank Williams
man.
Sr.
Patsy Cline rocked.
Yep.
You know, and you know, those people were, I mean, George Jones, man, had this great voice. You know, it's just that these other guys just sound like more middle-of-the-road pop to me.
They're working on fitting into that image of what we're supposed to think is country music.
Yeah, which isn't.
Isn't, and yeah.
But I bet you got more poetry that's...
I might.
Yeah? Short pieces, long pieces, all pieces?
Two shorts and one a little bit longer, but still short.
Cool.
This one I think is fun because I say it in a male voice. So you have to have me sounding like a guy. Just imagine a guy saying this. Well, you know, don't look at me. Look at a guy.
It's easy for you to say.
Oh. This one is called Morning Will Be Kind.